Chevra, first of all the Torah tonight, I want to say all the Torah, the Chizuk HaOsiris, should be Lili Nishmas, my son's Rebbe Shiva last year, Rav Mordechai Groner, who I have such tremendous Hakar Satov to. His mom is a very, very big tzaddik, a very special person. An Oyev Yisrael like nobody else. And the Zoycha that at Mesora and all that he is from his tata, Rav Shimon Groner Zatzal, was Mashkiach in Chayim Berlin for many, many years. Was a big Talmud Chacham, big tzaddik. And his Yartate tonight. So Mir Tashem all the Torah should be learning Shmaso. He should be a Meil Tzoycha for his beautiful Mishpacha. And he should be Zoycha. We should be Zoycha to be Tantin together with Chias Mason with Mishach Kena Ben Herbimena. So Chevra, we're all finally, whatever yeshivas we're in, we're all finally back into the Zman. You know, as beautiful and as incredible as Yontiv is also Bein HaZmanim. And it's obviously Kirvas Elokim, a close to Hashem, through different Avodah. But there's something very precious. HaNechamadim Mizav U'mipazrav. Just sitting and being in yeshiva and being back in the Zman, sitting and steiging and being kaveitim l'Torah in a very serious way. And that the greatest mesikus is not just to us, the greatest sweetness to the Rabbi Nishal, that we could bring him. When we sit and learn his Eilig HaTorah. You know, we all know we entered into Mar Cheshvan. We call Mar Cheshvan a bitter month. For those of us specifically, the Davenes Chesvard, or those who are holding in Toras Nistar a little bit and holding in the Tzirufei Havaya of the month, Lefi Darizal. So if you paid attention to the Tzeruf of the Shem of Hashem, the Yukei Vavke, right, Chevra all knows, but we'll give a quick Chazara for those who maybe just need the Chazara of what the Tzeruf of the month is. That every month is connected to one of the Shemos with the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei could be together, could be Mitzarif. What's in English for Mitzarif? Could be
joined
together, but can permutation. There are 12 different permutations. 12 different permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because hey is the same letter twice, otherwise it would be 24. But there are 12 different permutations, and each of those permutations is connected a different month. So for example, just to make it easy for those, the most simple is Nisan, which everything's besaid, everything's in order, everything's, that's when we leave Mitzrayim, become a nation. So that, the Pasuk of Yismichu HaShemayim V'Sogel Haaretz, which is Rashi Tevo's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yismichu HaShemayim V'Sogel Haaretz. So that's Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. But some, they could have another month, could be Chves Nish, Hey, Vav Yud. And that's another configuration of Shem Havaya. And each month has a different configuration. Each month has a different way of joining together the letters. And each one has a pasuk with Rashi Tevos or Safi Tevos connected that. So those of us who daven in Nusuch Svard, when you daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, you also connect to the Tzeruf of that Shem Havaya, of that month. The Tzeruf of this month is a pasuk that it's Vav Hey Hey Yud. That's the order of the letters. Vav Hey Hey Yud. And the pasuk is so strange, because what's the pasuk? Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem. Yudkei Vavkei. Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem. Udvash, honey, which is always a reference to something very, very sweet. On this day, it should be sweet, it should be honey for Hashem. Very, very strange. That's a seraph. We're just entering Mar Cheshvan, bitter month, and the focal point of the month, the koyach of the month, is a sweetness that will be for Hashem. How so? So obviously we have to understand, what does it mean, it's Mar Cheshvan? Well, why, we said over this before, but why is it Mar Cheshvan? More so than, for example, so you know, it's void of any yontiv. Shkoyach, last time I checked, Thomas has no yontiv. And not only does Thomas have no yontiv, Thomas has a very difficult, tragic day. Has Shivasar B'Thomas and all the calamities of Shivasar B'Thomas. So why not Mar Thomas? Why not Mar Thomas? More so it should be than Mar Cheshvan. Cheshvan, it's true, has no yontiv, but also has no difficult days, no Tanesim. Elul has no Yom Tovim. Elul has no Yom Tovim. So we've said over before that some say it's just based on contrast to Tishrei. It's such a strong contrast, it's bitter. We went from a month full of Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Yom Chatzorah, to go into a month with no Yom Tovim is such a change, it's so difficult, it's mamish mar. That does some explain. But I always thought it's different. I always thought, you know what's mar? Mar is having a month where there's nothing in it that helps us build a close relationship with Hashem. There's nothing in it that's conducive for our kesher to Hashem. The avodah of every Jew is to be close to Hashem, be mizdavik to Hashem, to cling to Hashem. And every other month in the year has special days. It might have a special day that's besimcha, or a special day that's from tzaras. But all those special days help me get close to Hashem. So Thomas might not have yontif, but has a shifas b'Thomas, which inspires me and pushes me to do tshuva and to grow. And Elul, every day of Elul is so chashiv. I'm hearing shofar, I'm saying davar Hashem over Ishi. For Sfarim, we're saying slichos already. So every day is inspiring. Cheshvan is the only month in the year which doesn't have anything in it that helps me forge a relationship with Hashem. It doesn't have anything with it that gives me chizik and esoros. They're all just regular days, quote unquote. That's Mar. That's what Mar Cheshvan, I believe. But still back to her question. So why is the Tzeref Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem? Because if each and every one of us turns around and flips around Mar Cheshvan to Ram Cheshvan, flips it around into a lofty month, it's the sweetest month of the year. And how do you do that? Sitting and steiging in Torah, that's why Simchas Torah was the lingering taste of all the Yom Tovim. We're back into the Zman, and if you sit and you learn, and each on our own level, whatever Amelus that means, then there's nothing sweeter to Hashem, much sweeter to the Rabbeinu Shalom, than all the avodah that we went through from all the Yom Tovim, which were tremendous avodah and beautiful and wonderful, is to see a Yid sitting and steiging in his holy Torah and being amal b'Torah and not caring about anything else and not looking at your phone and not caring about anything in your life but the sugya that you're in the middle of at that moment. Udvash hayom az Hashem. That's the sweetest moment to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Cheshvan, although inherently might not give us the chizuk that other months give us, if we go and we push ourselves and took the chizuk of all the Yom Tovim to sit and steig, we're bringing such sweetness to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we have to believe it. And that's how we carry away from a sukkah. You know, we sat in the sukkah. We sat b'tzela d'memnusa. We sat surrounded, feeling surrounded by the Eibishter. So how do we have that feeling now? Hail Gatoyer from the Chesed Avram of Radomsk. He says the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Tzadi Aleph. Just hearing that, you all know Tzadi Aleph, we know is Gematria Sukkah, which is Adnas and Havaya, so it's in that Perek. So the Perek, not Tzadi Aleph, Pasuk Dalet says, starts out, Be'evraso Yosech Lach. Be'evraso Yosech Lach. What's Be'evraso? Be'evraso is a pinion. A pinion is the outer part of the wings of the bird. No, the outer part of the wings, Yosech Lach, will cover over you. You know, the Zohar tells us the sukkah is like the wings of a bird covering over. That's like a lot. That's why a lot of people, part of the decoration of the sukkah, have birds. Because the Zohar compares that we're being covered over, the schach, like the bird's wings covering over the children. That's the Eibishter covering over us. That's what we feel in the sukkah. So here again, Be'evraso Yosech Lach, V'tachach K'novos Techze, and beneath the wings you will find refuge. The Chesed Avram says, we take Be'evraso. Be'evraso is exactly Gematria 611, which is exactly Gematria Torah. Be'evraso Yosech Lach. Maybe we just went through a sukkah and we felt the Rabbeinu Shalom in the sukkah and we felt surrounded by the Rabbeinu Shalom in the sukkah. I want that still. I want to feel that I'm with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I want to feel that I'm living with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I want to feel, even when I'm eating, when I'm sleeping, whatever I'm doing. Bevraso, Gematria Torah. Through Torah, Yasech Lach. Through learning Torah and steiging in Torah, I could end up with that same feeling. I carry it away with me. The Rabbeinu Shlom's with me always. With the, that's our flame that we carry away from the fire of Sukkah. And let me explain. There's a pasuk. It's a tremendous Torah. There's a pasuk in Parshas Chukas. I'm talking about when Bnei Yisrael was journeying and they were going through Ammon and Sichon. So the pasuk says, Ki eish yotza mecheshbon, the fire came out of Cheshbon, and lahava mekiryat Sichon, and the flame from Kiryat Sichon. Achla or Moav, I'm not going to continue, but if you look there at the Targum Yonis and Benazil, Bederach Jerusha, obviously, what is this fire from Cheshbon and this flame from Kiryat Sichon? So we have to understand the difference between a fire and a flame. You think it's one and the same. The flame is just the definition of the fire. A fire is a representation in Torah of something when compared to a flame that's in one place and if left alone will just extinguish. The flame is the part that will carry it away and spread the fire. So the Targum Yonis HaMenazil says, Ki eish yatzi, you know when you create a fire, but mecheshbon, from your own cheshbonos, when your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own desires, which could be emistic and beautiful, and you're feeling close to Hashem, and you're feeling a certain moment, and you're feeling inspiration at a chves nizah Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're feeling inspiration because you have this chus to sit by Rabbi Yosef Karduner is in from Eretz Yisrael, and you hear him play, and you're lifted to places like no one else could take you. There's a cheshbon, and you feel that, so you create a fire. Targum Yonis HaMenazil, he says that's a fire that's for one makom, and eventually it will go out. As we know, right? We all know. Those moments of inspiration that's based on our cheshbonos, we have them 1 minute, it's gone the next. You want vilahava? You want it to create flames and carry it and stay with you? Vilahava mikiryat sichon. What's kiryat milashin? Kriya. Kriya satayra. From learning. Sichon is milashin sichon, speaking words. Reading and speaking words of Torah. You want that lahava, that flame to continue? It's from Torah. It's from learning Torah. We can't have Sukkot all year. We can't have Yom Kippur all year. We can't have Simchas Torah all year. We can't have even Yom Kippur or even Purim all year. But you could have Torah every single day. And when you have Torah, that's Yosech Lach. And that's our Kesher with the Rabbeinu Shlom. You can understand the famous Pasuk in Avadya. The Pasuk in Avadya says, Beis Yaakov Eish, Ubeis Yosef Lahava. Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lahava. Rashi, if you never learned Avadya, because we're Yeshiva Bachram here, and we don't know from Tanakh, even though we should, I don't mean that in a way that it's okay, it's sadly the way of the system. But if you don't know Avadya, at least you learn Rashi and Chumash. And Rashi teaches us, quotes this, when Yosef HaTzadik is born, that he's the lahava that's going to go and defeat Esav. That's why Yaakov is willing to meet up with Esav after many years. He's the flame that could carry the fire. Yaakov is the Esh and Yosef is the lahava. Yaakov is Sukkos. We all know Yaakov is Sukkos. Yaakov has a Sukkosa. Yaakov is the Yontav of Sukkos. Sukkos was an Esh. It was there, a fire that was there for the moment. But if left alone, it's going to extinguish. We're no longer in Sukkos. The Lahava is Yosef. And who is Yosef? And who is Yosef? Yosef is that Torah. Where do you see Yosef's Torah? First of all, we know that the special Torah, we know the very special Torah that Yaakovina learned with Yosef HaTzadik. But I'll tell you as well, if you look at the Or Gedal Yo brings down from, based on a Medrash in B'midbar Rabbah, that Shemina Atzeres is a Osafa is considered a safa of simcha. And we know that the regalim are keneged the avos. The regalim are keneged the avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shmini Atzeres is this extra yontif. That's keneged Yosef HaTzadik. And Shmini Atzeres is when we have Simchas Torah. So we see Yosef is keneged Torah. So why? Now we understand Yosef is the Lahava. Yosef is the Lahava. Because Yosef is the flame that will carry the chizik of Sukkis into the year. And what is that Torah? Eish. We all were inspired over Yontif. We all created an Eish. But the Eish is going to be extinguished if we don't have a Lahava. If we don't carry with us, and that's through our Limud HaTorah, through our Amelus B'Torah, through serious, serious toiling in Torah. And that will take us into the year. That's why that Eish that's taken into the Lahava. And that Eish also, and that Eish of Torah is what we say, Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. That Eish that's taken by that Lahava is the Tavlin for the Yitzhar, which gets to us during the year. Yontiv, throughout all Yom Tov and Baruch Hashem, you could right, think about it for a moment. Yontiv were so Yontivdik, and even on Chol HaMoed were Yontivdik, Baruch Hashem. So the Yitzhar has no shot. Because we're so busy with davening and sudas and just chopping whatever we can when it comes to Sukkis and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and like there's not even a minute free if you wanted to do something that's a type of dig act. You don't even have the time if you wanted to. Yitzhar's got no shot. Yitzhar's got no shot. But we go into the year, and each and every one of us, if we admit it and we're real, the Yitzhar is raging. The Yitzhar is mechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid every... Not betuva, but mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Although, actually, emes it is, toiv ma'od, that's the medrash, but ma'isa, every slip is emes also. The Yitzhar is also how we defeat the Yitzhar. It's this Eish. The Eish of Torah, and the lokadiv Eish no Masham. But it's the Lahava, the flame, that carries that Eish of Sukkis. That's why Yitzhar is Gematria 300. Eish is 301. The Eish, that Eish of Torah could defeat the Yetzirah. We have to believe it. But it has to be with a desire as well, by the way. And I'll tell you something else from the Heilige Shem Shmuel. It's a Torah learning with a desire to always be in a state of growth. To always want to be growing. Not just I'm learning. I want to grow in my learning. I want to be more. I want to always be more in my learning. And that's the specific Torah of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the specific Torah of Yosef HaTzadik, of Beis Yosef Lahava. Heil Shem Shmuel explains, that's why it was the Koyach Keneged Esav. Yaakov Avinu is waiting for Esav to be born, to meet up with, Yosef to be born, to meet up with Esav. A little baby, what's he doing? Shkoyach, Yosef's born. What does that do for me? Physically, it's going to do nothing for me. It couldn't mean physically fighting Esav. But even, what did Yosef, this little baby, mean to being able to meet up with Esav? What does it mean? What's this Lahava? So it's Torah, as we explained, but a specific type. Esav, you see, we all understand, and we've said this so many times, that you can see the essence of a being in its name. Its name is the Mahus of the being. The downfall of Esav, the riches of Esav, was Esav is Milashan Asu. Asu means he's done, he's finished. As we know, Esav came out already mature with hair and like an adult. But that was his philosophy of life. He was satiated in who he was. He didn't want to grow. He didn't want to be more. Yosef means what? Milashan Asaf. To gather, to grow, to add. To add on, I always want to be more. That's the Koyach Keneged Esav. And each and every one of us, we're back into another Zman, and everybody here has, Baruch Hashem, been learning for a few years already. And that's just another Zman. Okay, the first few days are exciting. First few days, new Zman. By next week, by Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be walking in tired to say there, Shem Yirachim. What a schus you have to go to Seder. What a schus you have to go to Seder. Wait until a few more years and you're getting on the train to go into the city, Chvesnesh to Lo Aleinu. I mean, you have to support your family. You have to support your family, but it's still Lolenu, it's a curse of Adam Rishon. It's not something we want. B'zeyas HaPecha Toich HaLechem was Klala. Don't forget that. It's a Klala we have to keep. You have an Achrayas. But it's a Klala. L'mais is a schus to be able to still get to go to Seder in the morning, get to go to a night Seder, get to sit and learn. But if you want that learning to be Lahava, you want that learning to be a flame and to defeat the Yetzer Hara that's so strong in the world we live in, it also must be a Yosef HaTzadik to learning, which means I'm always looking to grow in my learning, work on my learning, be more in my learning. I'm never satiated with it. It's not just a matter of I learn for this amount of time a day. Oh, I put in, I'm still Baruch Hashem, I put in 5 hours a day. I put in 6 hours a day. I put in 2 hours a day. Whatever I put in, which is very important. Kaveitim l'Torah v'ata. But it has to be more than that. It has to be I'm growing, I'm working in myself. And that will protect me from the Yetzer Hara. Because I'm looking to grow, I'm looking to become more in the Torah. That will be my Teva. We all know the famous Torah, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that the Teva was the protection of Noach and his Mishpacha. Teva was the protection of Noach and his Mishpacha. From the world of Taiva, from the world that was being destroyed, so too is our Teva. What is our Teva? That same Teva. Teva also means a word. Each Teva shall Torah. Each word of Torah is our protection. Each Teva shall Torah keeps us away from the Mayim Tanugim of temptation that we live in. And we have to believe in that. We have to understand that. We have to be steiging in Torah. You know, you throw out that word, steiging. Steiging. What is that? Some yeshivish world because of the guys that ended up in the mirror, so we know that in our world. Like, what is steiging? What is steiging? You know what steiging means? Steiging means to grow. Are you growing in Torah? Not just am I learning, am I working myself? I'm working on an area of Torah that I haven't learned well enough yet. In mastering, be able to, whatever it might be. Growing, I'm always looking, I'm adding, you know what it was, let's be real, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, and we all had our little like charts and little things, and I'm working on this, I'm working on Mishnayos, I'm working on Shnayim Mikra, now I'm learning Shnayim Mikra for the first time, now I'm working on being able to say a Shlach Levatari of a Gemara Baal Peh, and I'm working on whatever it is, right? We always constantly had that which we were working on. That should ever end our entire lives. What are you working on in Torah? Where are we growing in Torah? That's the Lahava, that's the Yosef Tikkun Torah. That's the Yosef Tikkun Torah. But still, Chevrel, sometimes it's hard. Some days I just don't feel it. So I know Torah will be my biggest Shmira. I know it's my Avodah, I know it's my Lahava. But some days I just don't feel it. Some days I'm tired, I'm lazy. It's easier to just read every article you can find about this World Series because it went 7 games. Whatever it does it for you. Night Seder. I went to Morning Seder already. Guys are playing ball. Guys are playing hockey. Guys, things are going down. And I don't feel it. I don't feel like I can sit through an hour Seder. I don't feel like I can sit through a 2 hour Seder. Hilya Imri Yosef Spinka said an incredible aside. Incredible mashal. Incredible mashal. And I saw from Rav Shor, I don't know if this is also from him yet, that incredible Raya L'Davar Remez in the Tiratis. He says, imagine a person walked into a wine cellar. And this wine cellar was mamish like, it was like incredible, incredible wines, and you could smell the scent. It was if you're a wine connoisseur, I don't know from wine, I don't know, but some people do, and it's like chashev and know it, right? And mamish, they smell. Oh, you know, like the people, like, you know, you go like to the wineries because you got to do that when you know it's a trip up in the Golan, right? And then the people, you move around the wine, you got. Like, you know, there's a whole avodah. It's not like some, you don't just chug it down. It's not Purim, you know. It's like you gotta know how to drink wine. It's like an avodah. You see people do this. I don't know from this avodah. What do I know? Bartanurim, Scott Dazny, you know, that's it. I, you know, the soda. That's about it. That's
Jewish.
Yeah. Lameisa. So this guy is in this wine cellar and he's, oh, it smells delicious. He wants some. And he knows how to put the spout into the barrel and get it. He knows the whole avodah, so he could do it. And he's that's it, I'm going for some. I have to have some. He had rishus, whatever it is, let's say. What does he need? He needs a glass. He needs a glass. Because he's not going to just put his mouth in his mouth. You know, why? You have to drink like a mensch. See the glass. He's looking all over, no glass. Finally finds one glass. But the glass is filthy. It was used. It's full of schmutz and old wine. Doesn't know who drank from it. But there's only glass in the place. So he has to wash out the glass. But he's looking around. He's in a cellar. There's no sinks. There's no water. There's nothing. How's he going to wash out the glass? You know he washes out the glass? He takes a little bit of wine to wash out the glass. And if he takes a little bit of wine to wash out the glass, then he can enjoy a lot of wine. So it says in Rabbi Yosef, when it comes to Torah as well, if you're trying to figure out how I'm going to connect to Torah, I'm going to get into Torah, on a day when you're just not feeling it, start with a little. Just take a little and wash yourself out. You take a little bit and wash yourself out, because obviously there's some pekam and obviously something holding you back. You have to machshir yourself, prepare yourself with a little bit of Torah. Just take a little bit. Just say, okay, I'm just going to learn 15 minutes. I'm just going to learn 10 minutes. Just learn one thing small. And that will clean you out, and then you'll be ready to learn more and more. It leads in. You can't. It's addictive. It's everything you want once you start doing it. Once you start giving it a chance. And so on that day that you don't feel it, just get there for a little bit. And you get there for a little bit, you'll see you want a lot. And I saw Rav Shor brings down what an incredible remez l'davar. In my Hilchos Bar Mitzvah Seder, Parshas Vayera, in a couple more weeks. It's not here, we don't mention. It's in Parshas Vayera. At the beginning, you all know this, a few psukim in, so we know the malachim come to visit, right? Avram Avinu, more than Yaakov, talking Yaakov before. Avram Avinu is outside waiting for visitors after his bris milah. We all know the story. And the malachim come to visit him. And what does he say? Yukach no ma'at ma'im v'rachasu ragleichem. Take a little water and wash your feet. Vishanu tachas eitz, and wait underneath the tree. And then he brings him bread and brings him mamish, a five-course meal. So look in this pasuk where we can see Yukach no ma'amayim e'mayim el Torah. Ein ma'am el Torah. We know ma'am is the Torah of our lives. Start and just take a little bit of Torah, and with that Torah v'rachasu ragleichem, you'll wash out all the hergel of your life. Why is it that I don't want to learn? Because I'm robotic and I'm so used to so many other things in my life, and it's hard to push myself. I'll wash myself with a little bit of Torah. Yukach na ma'amayim v'rachasu ragleichem. Wash myself with a little Torah. Cleanse myself. The mikvah of Torah. The mikvah of Torah. Yukach na ma'amayim. And then I'll want to learn so much more. And if you look at the Rosh Yetevos of the last four words, ragleichem v'ishanu tachas eitz, Rosh Yetevos, reish vav tof hei, Rosh Yetevos Torah. When you're yugach na ma'amayim, rachasu raglechem, so raglechem, yishinu tachas eitz, rashi tevos tov, you'll come to Torah. And what's sofei tevos of those words? Mem, vav, tov, tzadi, mitzvahs. What will you come to? If yugach na ma'amayim, you'll come to Torah mitzvahs. But just start, you have to start somewhere. You start with washing out with a little bit of Torah. You know, we know, again, that Torah is compared to mayim, compared to water. Eilus vasem is the gerebe in Parshat Kisavo. He says, when a person learns to swim, there's only one place to learn to swim, and that's in the water. Imagine like a swim instructor telling you to do this out of the water. It's a joke. You're not going to get anywhere. The first step in learning to swim is getting in the water. But once you get in the water in the shallow, you start in the shallow water, in the ma'amayim. If you learn in the ma'amayim, slowly you get deeper and deeper and deeper in the amkus. In mayim el Torah, you want to get into it and you want to feel it and you want to get into amkus shel Torah. Just jump in and start with a little bit. Start in the shallow water. Yukach lama'at. And this goes for all of us that Baruch Hashem have tasted the sweetness and have learned and pshtagged and put in hours at times. But all of us have times in our life when we struggle. Times in our life where I just don't feel it that day, that moment, that week. But that's going to be the lava. That's going to be the flame of our life. So what am I going to do? Wash it out. Yukach lama'amayim. Just go and get in there. Get to the base, medrash, and learn a little bit. And that little bit will become a lot. And then that Torah will be my aura, will be my light that defeats the Heligay Tahara. We say it over all the time, but it's this week's Parsha of Medrash, Tanchuma Ois Gimel. Tells us that there was an aura that was created Biyom Rishon that we read about last week. That's an aura HaGonuz. That Shegonazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it into Geniza. What does that light represent? The light of clarity. The light of Torah. The light that defeats all the temptations that pulls me away from what's emes. That light was put into Geniza. And where is it found? He was going, is it? If I'm reading here from Medrash Tanchuma. Right here. Or Shaniv Rabbi Yerushalayim Kanzo. You want to find that light? That light? He put it, La'amele Torah Shabal Peh B'yom V'layla. Those who toil in Torah Shabal Peh day and night. You want to get that R? Sit and steig in Torah. Sit and learn Torah. We'll have that R to defeat the Yetzer. That's my lehava that I pull away from the Heilige Yom Tovim. That was the lingering taste. The lingering taste of Sukkos, Simchas Torah. That's the R. Vayar S-R Kitov. S-R, the light. Gematria also 611 Torah. Because it's the Imlay Torah. That the Zohar says in Zohar Chadash already in Rus. You know, Chever, it's brought down in Svarim. Tzaduk says this and others. That the Dor HaMavel was actually supposed to receive the Torah. The Dor HaMavel was supposed to receive the Torah. We know it rained for 40 days. Keneged the 40 days that Moshe went up to Shemayim to receive the Luchos. And mayim al Torah. So instead of getting the Torah that was mayim, they got different types of mayim. Zalum al zeh. They were supposed to receive the Torah. And when are the days of the Mabul? It's these days. We entered into Chesh, and not only are we reading Parshas Noach this week, not only are we reading Parshas Noach this week, but it was Yud Zayin Cheshvin that the Mabul began. Happens to be my birthday, Bez Hashem. I don't know exactly what that means, but again, like we said, we could have received the Torah, I guess. I don't know. That's the chizik I give myself. I was born on the day of the Mabul. Yud Zayin Chesh when the Mabul began. When did the whole world dry up and Noach exits? Chav Zayin Chesh. It's all Chesh. These are the days when we had the potential to receive the Torah. That tells me these are very, very lofty days. These are not mar, but we have to flip around. These are rum. And specifically in Torah. And specifically our avodah of connection to Limudat Torah. And revitalize and push ourselves. You know, we mentioned before that today is the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Groner, Zatzal, who was a gadol, a tzaddik. It's also today the yahrzeit of another tzaddik in gadol Adar. Tonight, tomorrow, Chacham Avadi Yosef Zecher Tzaddik HaShavracha. Whatever you've heard about Chacham Avadi Yosef, there's probably a lot more. And his yedias in Kol HaTorah Kula like nobody else in this past generation. The stories that are 100% true of him being quicker in Torah than the computers. Like literally they had, and they tested him against the computers. He was quicker and he was more correct.
when they thought, like, how many times does something come up in Shas, the computer would get it wrong, he'd get it right, and he'd explain why the computer got it wrong. I heard this firsthand from his granddaughter's husband. But let me tell you something, Chacham Avad Yosef, we have a Sephardi sitting here, you know, Mamish, but and it doesn't have to be a Sephardi, Mamish Gadol Hador. You know, his godless, his greatness, it wasn't in how much Torah he knew. And it wasn't what all that he did for Klal Yisrael. All those are true, and that's for sure his godless as well, I don't mean not. But his Amelus B'Torah was unparalleled. Every free moment was sitting and learning from the time he was a little boy. I have here, I could find it after. I have here that I was given from a photocopy from his granddaughter's husband, Rabbi Dweck Shlita, who's chief rabbi in London now, but he used to live in Brooklyn, and whose son was in DRS years ago, Ezra. From Rav Avadya's granddaughter's husband, I have a copy of a sefer that he was given as a matana, of the cover. And on it, it says he was given as a matana when he was 8 years old, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it was 7 or 8. I think it was 8 years old. It was given as a matana from Sadiqim, from Rabbanim, because he finished, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, look, it's written on there, I didn't plan on saying this, about 8 Mesechtos Mishnayos Baal Peh and 2 or 3 Parakim and Shas Gemara Baal Peh. So they were impressed, and they gave him a sefer, Reishis Chachma, that he should learn Reishis Chachma. He's 8 years old. I'll show you. I'll try to find it. I have it. I have a photocopy of it, Mamish, written to him, of the original. I have a photocopy. His Amelus B'Torah is just to sit and steig. You know why he wore those glasses, sunglasses always? You know why he wore sunglasses also? And he had such a... wasn't he was trying to be cool. I mean, it was a pretty cool look with the robe and the hat and sunglasses, I guess. That's the truth. It was a cool look. You can't deny that. But listen, he still got Sephardi blood, right? He can't take that away. Lamaisa. No? David, no?
Yeah.
Listen, you ever saw the car he was taking around in? He had nice wheels. Anyways, Lamaisa. It still destroys me. I think Rav Avadya Yosef. Now, I'll tell you like this. Chevra knows that I very much appreciate and get a lot of chizik meeting with Gedolim, but also having a picture with the Gadol. You know, my wall where, my study where I learn, most of the Gedolim of the last generation, this generation. So, Chacham Avadya, I went to a few times to daven with him, which was incredible. S'chus, to daven with him in his small little base medrash by his house. The duchen for him, and it was incredible just to be with him and daven with him. And he would always, on laning days, he would get kain and lane the aliyah. I have videos of this and stuff. I'll show you, it's incredible stuff. Anyways, Lameisa, so one time, and then after davening, he'd give over a dvar halacha. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, nothing, you know, which is such a schus just to hear from God Adar. So I wanted to get a quick bracha and get, so I, you know, it's packed. It's a small little place. It's packed. All this, you know, so and they put all the, like the benches. They corner them off that you can't get in, and then like there's a door that he goes straight into. You can't really get to him, but if you're the first person, so when he's leaving, you could shake his hand. So I had a Talmud with me. I'll tell you, I'll remain nameless right now. But this Talmud with me, I gave him. This was many years ago. I said, listen, you stand over there. When Rav Avadya walks by and I'm going to try to get a bracha, you try to chop the picture. Okay, you try to chop the picture. It was a Sephardi Talmud. I don't understand why I'm important. So he goes like in this area, and I'm over here, and Rav Avadya gives, we're listening to the halacha, it was beautiful, and he comes by, and he comes to me, and I take his hand, and I ask for a quick bracha, and then of course, what do you do for Sephardi rabbi? You have to chacham. So I kiss his hand. So I don't just, I hold him and I kiss his hand. And I basically hold Rav Avadya hostage for like 20 seconds, you know, like, because I'm always like kissing like this, making sure, so I'm giving this guy like enough time to get a good shot. And then I can't get a better shot than that, kissing Rav Avadya's hand, right? That's going to be a great shot. No, it's good. So I'm like holding there. And then when I think to myself, okay, Vada, it's enough time. I let the Rav go. I let the Chacham go. Also, this Gabbai might kill me, if, you know, anymore. But okay, that okay. We go out, finish whatever. We go outside. I'm like, oh, give me a camera. This was many years ago. This was before. This was cameras, not phones. So I'm like, I want to see the picture of the camera. Give me a camera. He looks at me with like a blank face. I'm like, what happened? He's like, Revi, I just froze. I just froze. I'm looking at Rav Avadya and you, and I just froze, and I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I'm like, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. I was like, Mamish gave him all the time in the world. My Mamish, like, no one's ever kissed his hand longer than that. It's probably like a mark there already. And you didn't get the picture.
Say his name. Say the guy's name.
Tell you after the recording. But anyway, Lamaisa. Lamaisa Chacham Avadya. That Melus B'Toyra of Avadya on his Yortzeit. That we have to take upon ourselves. We have to take upon ourselves to connect to the Kedushas of Torah, the Limud HaTorah, Melus B'Torah, the Or HaGanus of Torah, which we have to believe and know will be our greatest Lahava, our greatest flame. The chizik of our cheshbonos are only an ish that extinguish. And we've all had the ish that extinguishes. We all had those inspirational moments that then fall to the wayside. The connection to Torah is a flame that I could take with me always. And I will take with me always. And I need that in my life. Specifically, by the way, and these are the days. Not only, you want to hear, unbelievable, Mamish never saw this Medrash on Chumah before. Baruch Hashem. Hashem opened up my eyes to see this Torah. Rav Shor quoted it, Medrash Tanchuma, in Parashas Pinchas. I'm going to read to you. Because not only as we explain these days of Cheshvan is days that we could have been Mekabel Torah. Listen to this. Incredible. We all know Shemini Atzeres is called Atzeres. What other answers call Atzeres? Shavuos is Kabbalah Torah. And Shemini Atzeres is when you have Simchas Torah. So listen to this Medrash Tanchuma. Listen to this Medrash Chuma. Vayisaruya lios acher chag chamishim yom kishim shatzeres acher pesach chamishim yom. It would have been fit that Shmini Atzeres should have been 50 days after Sukkot, just like Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. That's what should have been. This is what, I'm reading you from the Medrash Tanchuma. It should have been that Shmini Atzeres was 50 days after Sukkot. It's Atzeres. We know that Pesach and Shavuos are very interconnected. I am the Ramban and Parshas Emor. And it's like Pesach are the first days, Shavuos are the last days, and Sfira is the Chol HaMoed. So too should have been Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. It should have been Sukkot, and 50 days later should have been Shmini Atzeres, and I had Simchas Torah then. That's what should have been. That's what Medrash said. Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to hear why not? It's interesting. Mamash is a very practical reason. Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayrafu. It's the winter. It's getting cold. It's getting windy. It's getting rainy. Ve'en en yicholim al niyach bateim lavo lakan. On Yontiv, we have to be oil regal. People are not going to be able to leave their house in the rainy season, in the cold weather, and travel. Think about it, all the Yom Tovim Baruch Hashem are in nice weather. When you have to be on the regal. So if we make Shmini Atzeres 50 days later, it's going to be cold, it's going to be rainy, they're not going to be able to come. El Ad Shein Etzli, while they're by me right now, Hashem said, Yasu Atzeres, make Atzeres now. And we know this, when you know this, Mimash Yikaru, Binyim Biyom Hashmini Atzeres, that's why we call it Atzeres. Just like Shavuos. You hear this Medrash? The Medrash is saying that really, Simchas Torah wasn't supposed to be for another many days at this point. Meaning what? That's practically based on being oil regal, why Hashem determined Shmini Atzeres should be when it is. But that means me Ikra Adin, the Mechus, should be later. That means right now, Chevra, we're in the middle of Yimei Svira. We're in the middle of those things, Yimei Svira. And just like we get to eventually Shavuos of Kabbalah's Dora, we get to a Simchas HaTaira. The Koyach is still in these days then. What opportune days to be Mekushar to Torah, to limit our Torah, to revitalize our Amelus B'Torah, and understand the Koyach HaTorah as the aura of our life, as the guiding light of our life. That Lahava, that flame, that can carry the fire of inspiration anywhere. You know, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, Soloveitchik Zatzal's father of Moshe, was in Switzerland after the Holocaust. And that's where many of the Jews from all over Germany were sent to camps in Switzerland. And these Jews were mamish down and out, physically emaciated, emotionally drained, spiritually destroyed. None of us could even imagine. And he wanted to try to be mechazik them. He was going to go to the camps to be mechazik, and he thought, what can I do to bring them chizik? And he thought to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring them, not just myself, I'm going to bring a Sefer Torah. You know, when a Yid sees a Sefer Torah, maybe could kiss a Sefer Torah, I'm going to bring the Sefer Torah, and we're going to lay in from the Sefer Torah. I'm going to read from the Sefer Torah. They haven't heard from a Sefer Torah in years. I'll bring them a Sefer Torah. He gets a Sefer Torah, and he brings a Sefer Torah. And he gets there, and he decides, you know what? You know, we'll give you more chizik. I'm not going to lay in from the Sefer Torah. Let me find one of the Kedoshim that can lay in. Let me find one of the Kedoshim that will lay in from the Sefer Torah. And he's asking around, does anyone know how to lay in? Whatever the parsha was, anyone know how to lay in? Maybe we'll ignite some sparks. And finally someone says, oh, I know someone who was an excellent Bakor, who was the lane. But I doubt he's going to want to. He's completely, you know, fry now. He threw out Torah mitzvahs. Again, you can't blame any Yid who did it, what they went through, but it threw it out, lost everything. He's emotionally a wreck. He's physically a wreck. He's spiritually a wreck. But he knows that he was an excellent laner. He definitely could still lane. He says, find him. They find him. And when he saw the Sefer Torah, he just melted. And he agreed to lane. This Yid, who was destroyed, void of Yiddishkeit already for a while. And this is what he said. When he got up to read from the Sefer Torah, he hadn't seen the Sefer Torah in years. All of a sudden, his eyes lit up. He started to remember all of his memories of his education, of Cheder, of his parents, of Shabbos Kodesh, the Kedusha of his house, the Kedusha of Yeshiva. Started flowing back into him. And then he said to himself the following, as soon as I looked at the Torah's holy letters and started reading, I was infused with a feeling of joy and holiness. Memories of my childhood flooded my mind, and the chinuch, the education I received from my parents, surged inside of me once again. And from that time, he was brought back to Torah, to Avodah Hashem, to Shmiras HaMitzvos. He got married, he built a beautiful home, B'derech Torah, B'derech Mitzvos. From one reading of Torah, his whole life was flipped back. Was the light of the Torah ignited not just the Eish, but the Lahava that he carried with him for the rest of his life. From that reading of the Torah. Every time we have the schus to sit by a Gemara, to sit by a Torah, to sit by a Chumash, to sit by a Mesil Sharim, we're being ignited in that way. We're taking the Eish of our inspiration and turning it into a flame that could defeat all the taivas that come our way and carry that closeness to Hashem with us in all that we do. So just like the sukkah, we feel surrounded by the Eibishter. Be'evraso, be'gematria, be'toyra, yaseh lach. However, whenever we're searching for that connection, whenever we're searching to feel Hashem in our lives, yukachna ma'at mayim, v'raglu, v'rachasu raglechem, v'shanu tachas eitz. Eitz chayim hi, l'machazikim ba. Eitz chayim hi, l'machazikim ba. If you're machazikim ba, You kach na ma'amayim. We push ourselves even when you don't feel. Just put get into it. It will cleanse us, and we'll get into it and find the Torah as we've spoken about. That'll be the greatest aura of our life, to keep us one with Hashem, one with our mitzvos, and to rezoicha to feel Hashem in everywhere and everything. With our aganas, will not only be then loyim le'atayr, but our aganas will be shining everywhere. With bias mashiach, with kula shleima, b'meher b'yameinu.